all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
My Georgia State panel assistant coach Cliff Warren. He was in town previously with Georgia Tech. Now he's here with Georgia State. Coach Warren, how are things going with you guys over there at the Panther place over there, man?
Hey, man, we're good over here at Georgia State. JR, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Yes, indeed. Well, Coach, maybe it started this way. I know you, I can say you used to be here in Atlanta with Georgia State, which took the head coaching job at Jacksonville, and now you're back here after a couple of stops, man. So how feel being back in ATL, Coach?
Oh, it's wonderful. I love being here in Atlanta. Met a lot of good friends, family, and et cetera, while I spent 5 years here at Georgia Tech working for Paul Hewitt. From a basketball standpoint, you know, couldn't have gotten any better. We made it to the national finals in 2004, came up short against UConn, but great, great 5 years. Was able to coach a number of really talented players and just some really fine young men. Learned so much from working for Paul Hewitt at Georgia Tech. And then, as you mentioned, I was fortunate enough to become a head coach at Jacksonville and in Jacksonville, Florida. But now, like you said, being back here in Atlanta, my wife is probably more excited than I am. She's a Spelman College graduate. We met here 14 years ago, and just to be back has been a joy.
The AUC, no doubt.
Yeah.
You got that going for you. Yes, indeed. Well, Coach, I want to talk to you because, you know, in our climbing this world today, Coach, with COVID-19, social uprising after the murder of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery right here in Georgia. As you mentioned off air, I had on Carmen Mascarello, who's an organization called Coaches for Change, and you're a part of that. And I want to have you on talk about that program, Coach. I feel like it's very important, Coach, in our world today that we educate our young student athletes about the issues and how about voting and how about social interactions with one another and how we can enact the change here now after this sad events of our country. We can now move forward and use these young people and get them educated so they can help push the ball forward as John Lewis did or as your generation and my generation is doing as we speak right now.
Sure. I think you mentioned Carmen's done a great job of just getting a team full of coaches together. And, you know, I'm sure he's given you the website, but I'd like to give it to you again. Coaches, the number 4, change.org. If anybody's listening, go to the website. There's a lot of things on it that are just self-explanatory. Got a lot of things on it that will educate you as an individual. There are a lot of things on that website that you can use to educate your team, whether it's an athletic team, corporate team, or family team. And the goal for the organization, again, is to empower our student athletes, to let them know that they can make a change, to engage them in powerful conversations and uncomfortable conversations, to get our young men and young women to evolve into, you know, future leaders in their community. And again, just to make sure that they're aware and conscious of what's going on around them.
You got that right, Coach. And I feel like it's great what Carmen started and you're involved in it, and Amir Abdullah's and Raheem's involved in it. Kennesaw, and also the coach Georgia Tech is also involved. So it's see that you guys right here in the Atlanta area are involved, maybe even more interesting in it as well, because, you know, we're in the hub of civil rights in Atlanta. You know,
sure.
We have a lot of great men. Unfortunately, John Lewis has passed away, Reverend Vivian has passed away, and Reverend Larry has passed away. We have Pastor Andrew Young still with us, and Dr. Jane Lawson was still, who are still with us. So we're in a hub for this. We're in the epicenter of civil rights in the Black Mecca of the South to help people be an example of what it can be for us if we get past these tough times, if we want to be equitable once and for all and not always have to have that chip on our shoulder, look over our shoulder all the time, say, oh, my God, George Floyd could be clear for JR.
Right. Now, JR, you made a great point. Just being here in Atlanta, and like you mentioned, when I moved here years ago and I worked at Georgia Tech, I didn't realize how much history was here. How many living historians were here about the civil rights movement and beyond, and how many people made changes here in Atlanta. And again, JR, like you mentioned, being here in Atlanta, you and I can look around out our window, out of our office, driving on the highway, and we can see millions of people that look just like us. And to me, that says a lot, and that's powerful. That's another reason why I wanted to join Coaches for Change. I have 2 sons. They're going to grow up in a world that prayerfully is different than the world that I grew up in, my parents grew up in, and my grandparents grew up in. And trying to teach them from day to day that, yes, they do look differently, but they should not be treated differently than everyone else. My son, who's going into 6th grade right now, you know, gets upset sometimes when I tell him, hey, you're going to be challenged every day in our house. You have to do a little bit extra because I want to make sure that nobody judges you because of the color of your skin. I want to make sure that you are more than qualified for whatever comes your way and you are prepared and you are equipped. And just like you said, Coaches for Change, that's what we're trying to do with our student athletes and our respective teams. You've got basketball coaches, men's basketball. You've got women's basketball coaches, and you have strength and conditioning coaches. So from the ages of 18, 22 or 24, whatever the students are now in college, we're trying to impact their lives. We're trying to educate them on what's going on in society. One of the biggest things I think all of the coaches around the country now are aware of are because of there's so many young people that have never voted before. That's one of the initiatives we're trying to take, voter registration. We're trying to make sure our team is all registered voters. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but there's a large percentage of student athletes who have never voted and have never registered to vote. And I saw something the other day that was talking about the different branches of government that you learn in elementary or you learn in middle school. And I think most people, whether you're a teenager or adult, you just assume, well, I'm not voting because I don't have a say-so in the presidential election. Well, voting is more than just voting for the president. You're voting for people who can make laws in your community. You're voting for the mayors in your city. You're voting for people who can become the police chief and things of that nature. So people don't really understand that. So that's one of the many things Coaches for Change is trying to do.
Oh, definitely, Coach. And for me personally, you know, I'm the first one in my family born with four rights after the Voting Rights Act, Civil Rights Act, and for Housing Act, because my mother and father were born in 41 and 51. So they're 79, 76, 69 years old. I'm their only child, 33 years old. I have four rights on paper. But, of course, you know, if I go to certain parts of Atlanta that's up Gwinnett County way or up past Alpharetta or Upper Cobb, you know what's going to could possibly happen, right? So
sure.
We want to get to the point where that's not our issue anymore, where, you know, even down here in Stockbridge where I'm at, you know, where if I go a little too farther down from Stockbridge, down to Hampton or whatever, Griffin or whatever, where it's going to be an issue. So
right.
That's the point where not because, you know, after I get off the radio, I'm JR. I'm JR, a black man. Like, you get out of the basketball court, you're Cliff, a black man, not
right.
The head coach, the coach, you know. So we got to understand that, hey, we are black men all the time. We have a status of coach or a radio host for a little while, but once we leave, we're just black men, have to worry about our lives all the time and our kids' lives because, like you said, any of us can be George Floyd or Breonna mm-hmm. Taylor or Ahmaud Arbery if some go south.
Or, as you mentioned, you and I both are living in the Atlanta area. I mean, Rashad Brooks, again, mm-hmm. got killed not too far from downtown Georgia State campus at the Wendy's. And then they had a protest. So, again, those are real live situations. And to educate our team, like we've been doing every week before they came back to campus on a Zoom call. We've had professors on Zoom calls to educate our players on what does history tell us about what's going on now? Who knows about voting? You know, one of the things that I learned just in the last couple of weeks was about, you know, when college students go to vote, there are like, I think it's called like voter ID requirements. Some of the places here in Georgia will allow students to bring their student ID, and some will not. So if I'm a college student and all I have is a college ID and I go to vote and they tell me no, then what? Most people, most students will say, forget it. I just won't do it. Another thing I learned was if you're not a registered voter, and I know most adults hate getting a notice or an email saying they have jury duty, but if you're not a registered voter, you can't be a part of jury duty. So you can't be a part of a jury. And if, in fact, you or somebody that looks like you happen to be on trial for something, whatever it is, that person is going to look over to the jury and say, wow, nobody in this jury looks like me. That means that young man or young woman may not have as good a chance to go home. That young man or young woman may not have a chance to hear the jury to hear his side of the story. So I know, again, heaven forbid I do anything wrong and I go in front of a jury, but I know if I'm in front of a jury, I want to at least look to the jury and say, okay, there are three or four people that look like me that may be able to understand what I'm going through, how I'm explaining things, how my lawyer, attorney, how they are explaining things. You at least want that much.
You got that right, Coach, because I think too many times us in the community have, you know, kind of pretty much flipped off voting, flipped off jury duty, because all these things are important and give us power. And sure. I think maybe now, finally, Coach, with what's happening in our country with the pandemic and with what happened to all these innocent black people, that, hey, yeah. the power's in our hands. We have to use our voice at the ballot box and in the courtroom to help our people. Because if we don't help ourselves, we can't expect it for anybody else.
No, you're exactly right. And I think it's been great that I've been able to talk to people who are not of color. They've asked lots of good questions. And I just think, you know, again, there are people out there who are willing to help. There are people out there willing to change. And there are people out there who are not of color who don't realize what really is going on for one reason or another. There's a lot of people out there that say, hey, I don't see color. I was raised the right way, X, Y, Z. That's great. But now we need you to see color, to see it like we see it. We need you to see color because this is what's going on and has been going on to us for a long time. So we need you to see color. We need you to empathize with what's going on. And there are also people out there who have lived, if you will, such a privileged life or an exclusive life or an elitist life. Some of them feel like, well, nothing's happened directly to me, so I'm just going to keep moving forward and climbing this quote-unquote social ladder, economic ladder, financial ladder in America. And those are some of the people that we have to educate also on, hey, by the way, just because you grew up this way and things were given to you or handed to you or just set up so that you're successful, you need to realize, like, hey, everybody didn't grow up that way. So just because you grew up that way, hey, let's make sure that you at least listen to those who did not grow up the same way you grew up.
Most definitely, Coach. And I think that this would have been a good thing about what's happened. If it has found some good in what's happened, I'm able to have conversations with my white brothers and sisters about this. And, you know, I would say 80-20 are receptive. You know, 20% is hardening those beliefs. But I just say, hey, I tried, but you're going to do you. But for 80% I have reached and kind of got them to maybe come off some positions here and see it now is right and wrong. It's not about right and left politically. It's about now right and wrong. Should everybody be treated equal or not? That's what it's about now. I said you can't quote to me Bible verses if you don't think it should be right and wrong about equitable. I said my politics are I'm for the people. I'm for right versus wrong. I'm for people not being in poverty, having a living wage. I'm for the people. I'm for women. I'm for gay, lesbian, trans. I'm for people and them to have their rights to do be who they are, but I also live with means and not having to scrap and be at food banks or be crying, rationing out, wondering where the next meal's coming from or the next bill will be paid. So I'm for right and wrong and for the people, Coach. That's what people are telling. Our politics are for the people.
JR, that makes perfectly good sense to me. Like I mentioned before, that there is a group of people out there who grew up privileged, and that's the barrier we're trying to break, that privilege barrier. And again, I keep mentioning Coaches for Change. If anybody out there goes to that website, you'll see different categories on that website. You'll see different articles. If you just want to learn more and educate yourself, you can go. If you want to figure out, am I registered to vote? Not just am I registered to vote, but who are the people that I would be voting for? Who are the people in your area? And what do they believe in? It's a dynamite website just on that alone. I can go to coachesforchange.org and find out who is running for office of the president, who's running for mayor, who's running for judge, and I can click on certain people and find out what do they believe in. What do they believe healthcare should be? What's their stand on abortion? What's their stand on civil rights? And I can find out, okay, as a individual, do my ideals, do my morals and ethics line up with this person or this person? And now you can go ahead and say, okay, I like person A because of what they stand for on these five or six issues. person B, hey, I've heard a lot about. I've seen him on the news, but man, if I look at his policies and what he thinks, he doesn't think the way I want to. JR, like you mentioned, you're for the people. So let me look on this site. Let me find out about these candidates. Who's for the people? Now I can make an educated decision when I go in there and vote.
More definitely, Coach. I want to say, let you go, Coach. Using my radio program, Coach, I've gotten backlash from listeners. I've lost two sponsors, but I don't care because this is bigger than me, Coach. This is a fight for right and fight for good. And John Lewis said, this is a good trouble. So if you want to threaten my show or pull out sponsorships or whatever you want to do, I'm doing it for the people and doing what's right by my people and my city. And I could care less about what people think because I feel like this is bigger than me, bigger than you and myself. This is for people and our future down the road as a culture, as a nation.
Jay, I think you're doing a dynamite job. Please, man, as much as you can, preach the gospel according to what you just said, right versus wrong. That's all. Simple.
Yes, indeed. But Coach Warren, thank you for your time today. This has been very great. Like, I'll do it again with you down the road, man. Tell my man, Coach Lanier, I said what's up. Hope to holler him real soon as well, man.
JR, you're welcome to come by anytime, man. Thank you for having me on.
Anytime. Thank you, Coach.
Bye-bye.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh, bringing you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.